For you folks out there in Radio Land, a big hello to you all, and this is what's known as dead air.
Whatever's going on in the rest of the world, if it's wars or kidnappings or crimes, this is a peaceful Sunday night. It's a grateful day.
Whoa, oh, what I want to know is, are you glad? Summertime.
Hey everybody, this is Uncle John, and you're listening to Dead Air with Uncle John, Woo-hoo! Episode number 926. Big shout out to Pina Comics. I'm an old school Misty head. Misty head?
Misty.
Fuck it. The views expressed on this program are the views of the individual broadcaster and do not necessarily reflect the view of Wesleyan University or the WESU management or Pina Comics.
But some, well, ups.
Well, yeah. So hey, we're big ups to I'm gonna get back on script here. Obviously I have no business going off it tonight. But thanks for that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, so hey, here's me trying to get my thing going here. It's been a great weekend. Sobriety is not my strong point. So I'm gonna start things off studio style. Help on the way, Slipknot, Franklin's now tower from Blues for Allah.
Paradise waits on the crest of a wave of angels in flame. She has no pain. Like a child, she is pure, she is not to blame. I love what I love and I want to get. space. Your eyes looked from your mother's face. Wildflower seed in the sandstone. May the four winds blow you safely home. Roll away.
Slip Frank's studio version from Blues for Allah. I'm Uncle John. You're tuned into Dead Air with Uncle John, episode number 926. Boy, we're hitting it, getting close to 1,000 quick. Oh, and we're, of course, here at WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM, and we stream worldwide at WESUFM.org. Station asked me to read off a couple things happening on Wesleyan campus this week. For example, November 14th at 6 p.m. at the Ring Family Theater, a conversation with Akua Naru, 50 Years of Hip Hop, reflecting on the role of women in music and culture. So there you go. And then fast forward to Thursday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at the Ring Family Theater, another conversation. Well, a conversation with Banning Iyer. Afropop worldwide, culture and politics across the African diaspora. So if you're in the mood to catch some really cool stuff, and I have a bunch of big words thrown at you, definitely go check that out. In the meantime, I'm trying to keep it simple over here, and I can't get much more simpler than a November 11th. Yeah, that's right. It's kind of timely. From 1973 at Winterland, a dark star like no other. I'll see you on the other side. I hope you are prepared for this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't play Dark Star often, but when I do, it's got to be one that means something. And that was from November 11th of 73 at Winterland Arena. That was a Dark Star that went in a lot of different directions, and that's the kind I like. I want a little bit of surprise every once in a while. 72 is kind of predictable, the way Dark Stars were. I put that on Pigpen, mostly. But this one had TC on keys, and Billy was willing to do a little extra legwork on the drums and bring the band back together when it was needed, and it was needed, and I love that one. So let's get local for a hot second. First of all, you're listening to Dead Air with Uncle John here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM, streaming worldwide at WESUFM.org. And like I always tell you, support local music and support local live music especially. I got some local bands and I got some touring bands here, but let's get going with it. This coming week, Tuesday, November 14th, going over to Mohegan Sun in Uncasville to catch the Dave Matthews Band. Usually they would just play in July and do a couple nights at the Xfinity, destroy the entire parking lot, and then, you know, hey, see you next year. So they're doing Mohegan Sun, probably a little tamer crowd there. Bunch of high rollers, I guess, or something. Thursday, November 16th, Jerry Garcia Band Tribute Night at the Strange Brew Pub in Norwich. Always a good time there. Bounce up to Friday. We got a couple things here. First of all, Friday, November 17th, Creamery Station will be at the Art Street Tavern in Hartford. Dead Show. Oh, I haven't seen them in a while. Dead Show is going to be at the Hungry Tiger in Manchester. This is Friday, November 17th. And, whoa, how about that? They're playing again. They must need some money. Savage Brothers are playing at the Connecticut Valley Brewing Company in South Windsor. That's Friday, November 17th. Moving ahead to the 18th, we got Mystic Dead on Saturday, November 18th at the Main Pub in Manchester, and Saturday also at Strikers Cafe in Berlin. Oh my God, I haven't been there in a dog's age. The Deadheads will be playing. They're from Massachusetts. Jeez, I'll tell you what, you have a good time at Strikers. That's a place where you know where you stand. So listen, or where you sit, or where you're on the ground, whatever it takes. So I got more music to play for you here, but check this out. So I got a CD in the mail from France. It was sent airmail or aeropostal. A cool band called Dead Jazz, featuring six people here: Lionel Belmondo, Stefan Belmondo, Laurent Fickelson, Aaron Legnini. I'm doing cold reads here. I'm really blowing it tonight. Thomas Bremier and Dre Pellin. Dre P. We're just going to call him Dre P on drums. Kind of cool stuff. Dead Jazz. Obviously, that gives away what we're going to be doing. But I put together, it was like about 12 different tracks, and I found three that kind of worked for me. You know, some of them were just pretty straightforward, but these ones kind of danced around for me. And yeah, there's going to be a Dark Star reprise. So why don't you dig this music, and I'll see you on the other side. Thank you. you're still with me, that was Dead Jazz from France. Woo-hoo. Stella Blue, Dark Star, St. Stephen into the 11, with a little William Tell in there, too. I'm Uncle John. You've been listening to Dead Air with Uncle John here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM, streaming worldwide at WESUFM.org. It's been a blast, as usual. Next week, or actually tomorrow, begins WESU's Pledge Drive. Woo-hoo! So enjoy that. So the sooner we reach our goal, which I don't know what it is yet, I'll tell you next week when we do our show. The sooner we reach our goal, the sooner we stop doing it. Last time we did a pledge drive, we just ran it to it till we couldn't run it anymore. I understand people are hurting, but, you know, do what you can. I don't care. You know, I don't tell you what to do with your life. But I'm going to tell you, you got to keep on listening. We got some good music still coming up. And I'm going to leave you with this. Another Winterland show from October 19th of 1974, a little One More Saturday Night and U.S. Blues. Have a good one, everybody. Love ya. You. Yeah, what I do wrong? Oh, my God. It's just like one of those nights, right? So, again, I'm not going to tell you I love you twice. You know it. Oh,
Thanks a lot, folks.